know, it's a disgrace that, you know, in this country, this is the wealthiest country in the world, you know. And they let us spend billions and billions of dollars helping other countries instead of helping people in this country, especially in our urban, you know, neighborhoods and communities, you know. And that's part of the reason why, you know, the crime rate is high, you know, a lot of black men out here, they want to work, but they can't find work, you know. And then some of the guys that get out of prison, you know, they want to change their life around, but, you know, they got that felony. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know a solution to it, you know. I just want to voice my opinion.
Man, and we appreciate you voicing your opinion because, you know, that's the number one thing we do here at KABF. We're 100,000 watts of information. This is your platform. This is your opportunity, like you said, to voice your opinion, to get it out, because if nobody hears you, then there's silence. And, you know, and we can't be silent anymore. One of my favorite quotes, and I know these three have heard me say this before, a closed mouth would never get fed, mm-hmm. you know, and I need to eat. My children mm-hmm. need to eat. You know, I got bills. And so I'm going to do whatever it takes in organizing and raising my voice to make the powers to be aware that we need to be taken care of.
Right.
Okay, caller, man. I appreciate you calling in, man. You have a blessed day, man, and thanks for tuning in. Keep fighting the fight with us, man.
Oh, okay. It's one more thing I have to say. Most of these jobs that they're creating, you know, they say there's jobs out here, but a lot of them are part-time jobs. You know, with Walmart and FedEx and places like that, they're part-time. So you basically got to work two jobs just to make just to eat nowadays, and it's still not enough, you know. So I just want to put that out there.
Okay, caller. Thanks, man.
All right.
And that's another thing we have to deal with. You know, you look at a company like a McDonald's or a Walmart, 80% of their workers are part-time. So if you're a part-time worker, you know, as a employer, you don't have to worry about a lot of different things like health insurance. You don't have to worry about certain types of pay. You don't have to worry about certain things. But
sick
the problem,
leave and stuff like that.
Yeah. But the problem with that is that they want you to come in and they want you to work like they want to work. They want to work you like you're a full-time employee. Like, hold up. Something ain't right. That doesn't add up to me. Go ahead, Jay.
You got to look at the average restaurant worker makes about $12,000-$15,000 a year. If they make that a year, and you're making $12,000-$15,000 over the weekend, it's every weekend in a year.
That's just a
small portion to eliminate the real bigger picture you really making. We just to say that small portion, you still able to pay.
Right. And you know, most of y'all who listen to my show, you know, like I said, I don't try to pick on any corporation, but if you're not doing what I consider fair, I'm going to get on you. And you know, Walmart is sometimes my whipping boy, you know, because, you know, the CEO of Walmart, you know, made $28.5 million. That's what his compensation, $28.5 million. Dollars in 1 year. He makes more by lunchtime. If he comes in at 8 and he works to 12, in 4 hours, he makes more money than 90% of the workers at Walmart for a year. You know, he makes that in 4 hours. And you're going to tell me you can't afford to raise the wage? The way I mean, it's ridiculous. So, Shante, tell us what other things you have in the works for Little Rock and Arkansas as far as pushing this minimum wage.
Well, we're actually having a huge rally the first week of September.
Okay.
Labor Day week. We're having something with that. I'm sorry. We're having something with that, and then we'll with the workers, we'll be taking them around to like Memphis and other cities to join with other workers that's going through the same problems that they're having here, with not making a livable wage and planning for our next events that's coming along.
Okay. Hey, Maria and Jay, just let me know, how has this helped you? You know, because I know I've talked to you before, Maria, at the store.
Yes,
and it was some mornings I come in and there was frustration with you, and I've talked to you about it, and you know, now that you know that you're not in this boat alone, that there, you know, that hey, there's a lot of other people going through the same things you're going, you know, has it helped you? Has it increased your confidence? Has it lessened the frustration?
It make me wake up and look forward to some every day. You know, I'm just not wandering around what I'm going to do, like a confused human. You know, I'm just looking forward to my organization, my union. You know, I really love these people, good people I am, and I trust these people. Mm-hmm. And so I just want us to come around Arkansas and build more people like this, you know.
Okay. Zay?
Well, it didn't help me in the greatest way, spiritual, basically. Learning union, real union, how to be on one accord. So when I seen everybody across the nation on one accord standing for something righteous, that moves my spirit to another level. And that's what I'm basically more about. And being in this union and this organization gives us, especially in Little Rock, the opportunity, as this is a bunch of young black people. That's what's so important. It's a bunch of young black people that's from the poverty area. And they people have got all of them around the nation on one accord to focus on one thing and stand firm on what they believe in and showing them the rights and wrongs, you know, how to go by taking care of things in the proper way without doing a violent act that will cause, you know what I'm saying, a violent act back to you. So, me basically, personally, this is one of the greatest. I wish each and everyone in Little Rock that work at a fast food restaurant, or if not, to try to form some type of group or get a part of some type of community group or go out to Truth for Tuesday and try to find out and learn about who they voting for, they report, what's going on, what type of moves, how they are making decisions above us, and we voting for the bottom card that they've exposed, but we really do not know exactly what's going on. And that's what this union is about. It's not just about fighting for one objective. It's about conditioning the soul of the people.
Hey, well, we got a few more minutes left. You listen to The Workplace here on KABF 88.3, Voice of the People. You've been listening to Shante, Maria, and Jay, three dynamic individuals who are taking the time and the effort to try to help increase awareness about the minimum wage increase for fast food workers. They're out there on the front lines and, you know, in the heat, you know, taking, you know, and it's not an easy job. It's not an easy task. A lot of people don't agree with what they're doing. A lot of people don't understand what they're doing. And, you know, and that's one thing we try to do here is give out information that's going to be helpful and truthful to people where they can make more informed decision. We're really proud of them. And Maria, you with SEIU, right?
Shante,
yes. I'm sorry.
Yes, I am.
And you know, which is so ironic, because United Labor Unions Local 100, we used to be a part of SEIU back in the day. In fact, I think it was SEIU Local 100 when it first started. The purple. You know, and so, but then we became more of an independent union. But I love it that, you know, a lot of people think that unions are, you know, they're territorial and they don't work together. But we do work together.
We do.
You
really
know, because
do.
The bottom line is that, you know, we're all organizations looking out for the best interests of the worker.
Mm-hmm.
This country was built on the backs of the American worker. And right now, the back is broken.
That's right.
You know, and so we need to get together to try to come up with a fix to make sure that the American worker is being looked out for. And it doesn't matter whether you work for a Fortune 500 company or you just work for a company with five people. If you're working, you want to make sure that, like I said earlier, that you get a fair day's wage for a fair day's pay. So we got about seven more minutes. Closing thoughts. You know, we're going to start with you, Jay. Tell us, what is the number one thing you want people to get out of this and to understand about this movement?
I want them to, first of all, get an education out of this, build a future, pay close attention to what's taking place in the world so you can know how to live in the world and be able to give what's been given to you to someone else that's lost. And especially, you know, our brothers and sisters that's in Memphis and St. Louis, they on the same accord, and they giving out the same message, delivering the same message we delivering. So that's basically what I want everybody to get out of the situation, because you can grow from this. It's beneficial. It really is one of the greatest movements here in Little Rock that happened. You know what I'm saying? Dealing with any type of restaurant working, any type of poverty. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us in poverty that work in restaurants or whatever, not just a restaurant, wherever you're working at, we rarely come together. It's very difficult. And now that we come together state to state, you know what I'm saying? Like we supported Mike Brown's situation the other day, you know, that's what this is all about. Supporting the ones and helping the ones that do not know.
Hey, I agree with you. I agree with you, Jay. In fact, it was really fun because we looked up and, you know, we had all four television stations out there.
Oh, yeah.
We had the Arkansas Times. We had the Democrat.
Three newspapers.
We had ULR out there, you know. And so it was a great time. It was great fun. You know, but it was serious also to get people aware. Maria, what you want people to take out of this?
I totally agree with Jay. I'm all with Jay. Make history.
Hey, that's how you do it. Hey, I agree with what he said. and Shante, what do you want people to take from this?
I mean, I want people to take out of this that, I mean, everybody deserves to live, you know, with a livable wage and better work conditions, and I think all jobs should be organized and unionized, and everybody, you know, sitting at the table bargaining with their employer fairly on, you know, better work conditions.
I like the way you said that, right. You know, and a lot of people don't understand that when you have an opportunity to sit down at the management table and say, listen, this is what we want. You know, we may not get everything we want, but, you know, compromise.
We can
compromise.
Be somewhere in the middle, you know, just a happy medium.
And I don't understand why, and this would drive me crazy. Most of these restaurants, these fast food restaurants are, you know, they're privately owned, they're franchised, but, you know, they have the owners. And I know some people who have three or four restaurants. Why is it so difficult for them just to sit down with their employees and said, listen, what can I do? What can we do to make it better? You know, hey, I might not be able to give you 15.
Right.
You know, but can we agree on 12? Can we settle for 11?
Right.
You know, can we come to a middle ground? Can we come to some place where we can work together? But most time they like, man, I ain't got time for you.
Right.
You know, and I'm not going to give this to you. And I think that's so, that's so frustrating, and I think it's just a slap in the face to the American workers.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah. So, hey, we have been listening to Shante, Maria, and Jay this morning on the show. I want to thank all the callers for calling in to voice their opinion, give ideas. Man, I really appreciate all the people who listen to the show, who support the show. I appreciate all the people who support KABF 88.3 on all of our shows. For those of you who don't know, I am the board president of KABF Radio. And I just want to thank once again everybody who donated, who gave a pledge, who fulfilled their pledge. We're doing a lot of great things here at KABF, and this is one of them, making sure information is getting out. You might be a fast food worker who might want to join this movement. So real quick, Maria, give them a contact number or give them some information where they can call and get and become a part of this.
Okay. They can call me at Shante at 314-917-1288.
Okay. Is there a Facebook page or anything?
There's a Facebook page, yes.
I don't know anything. I don't tweet. I don't Instagram. I don't Skype.
Our Facebook page is Show Me 15.
Hey, I like that.
They can go on there. They can even sign up on there.
Okay. That's okay. Great. So, hey, go to Show Me 15, sign a petition. You know, there is a petition here in Arkansas going around to increase the minimum wage here in the state of Arkansas. But, you know, for all you fast food workers, you know, it's time that you get together. It's time that you stand up and be counted. It's time that you get up and have a voice. Hey, once again, want to appreciate you. Tune in next Thursday at 9 o'clock for the Workplace. You can hear Workplace exclusively here on KBF 88.3, 100,000 watts of information, community radio. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you. Peace out. Love you. I'm out of here.